Yeah. Thank you, sir, for agreeing to this interview. So before we begin, we can have like a short introduction about you, which would entail your name, your education qualification, which is your area of specialization, which university you are currently working with, and what courses do you teach in the program that you're working with in your university?
Okay, so I am Florence Purthi and my qualification is PhD. And here we have BA department. I teach in the BA department, different subjects.
Okay.
Yes.
So what all are the subjects that you teach in BEd?
Yes, like language across curriculum, then
Okay.
method, and also philosophy of education.
Okay.
These are the
And
main subjects.
how long have you been with this institute, sir?
This is now my second year.
Okay.
Here is going on.
Okay. And so what is the name of the institute again?
Yes, St. Xavier's College, Department of Education.
And where is this exactly located, sir?
Ranchi
Okay, sir. And so what all are the programs that the institute offers along with BEd in
along
teacher
with
education?
BEd, we have almost 29 subjects here. It is a big autonomous college. Arts, science, commerce streams. Almost all the traditional subjects are taught here. Along with this, some vocational courses are also there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So in teacher education, you just have BEd, right?
Yeah, we have just here.
BEd. And since when do you have BEd?
BEd since 2005.
2005. Okay. And so what is the NCTE approved intake
This is 100.
per unit?
Yes, it is 100. We have in one batch.
So the first year BEd students intake is 100
Yes.
and second year would be 100. So at a time you'll have 200 students.
200. Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, how many students were admitted in 2019?
In 2019, 99 students were admitted.
And 20?
20 also, 99.
Okay. So 19 and 20, you had almost similar
Yes,
intake.
a few students they left later. That is nothing, but they took admission.
Okay. Okay. So we also wanted to understand a little bit about what kind of students actually secure admission. So like what would be the proportion of students from, say, arts, commerce, physics, math stream?
Just roughly, I would be able to say because I do not have data at present at my.
Yeah, roughly only.
So we have in last two batches,
Huh.
mostly science students are coming.
Huh.
Science in the sense almost in 1920 and 2021 batch. Almost science students are 60%,
Okay.
maths and science, and maths, physical science, and biological science, and also commerce students almost 30% commerce,
Okay.
and arts students 10%, like that division.
Okay. And so other than that, do you have other streams students who are taking admissions?
Yes, other students, like in these 2 years, we have students from IT, BBA and MCA even. Some have come from PGDE. Some vocational courses students, those who are studying vocational courses, they are also nowadays joining.
Okay, okay. And so how would you describe the quality of their academic qualification? I mean, what proportion would you say, you know, has first class marks?
Oh, this is percentage wise, like 40% is the passing marks.
How much, sir?
40.
Okay.
Then 60, those who secure 60% first division, and above 70, they are distinction. We are here, we have distinction and first division. Mostly students pass in distinction and first division. So above 70%, and some are less than 70%, but the mostly all pass in first division and distinction.
Okay, okay. And so what is your own assessment of their academic strengths and weaknesses by large?
Their academic assessment is overall program is very enriching, and
okay.
Students, they are engaged all throughout the day in different activities.
Sir, I can't hear you actually. Your voice is
okay. So all throughout the day we engage, but due to now lockdown, we have not been able to do that. But
Right. Mostly
our students, because of very busy program and the demand of the course, they prepare well also, and they are engaged fully in different activities what we conduct here. And that is why the outcome which comes, that is very good. And all they come after selection, a state level selection.
Right.
Mostly Right. They are intelligent students.
Right.
Yeah.
So, sir, how would you compare your students' academic profile with that of other colleges?
That is only the marks what they obtain.
Sorry, sir, your voice is very faint.
Marks is the basis.
Oh, so I mean, how would you like marks and even other things like overall development? How would you compare your students with that of other colleges' students?
Face to face comparison is not possible.
Right.
They do not come together. But by our performance, we can see that they are doing better than other colleges. So otherwise, here we do not have any common exam or common performance test or something like that. Nothing like that. So it is difficult. We are not able to compare like that.
Okay, okay. And so what do you think would be the proportion of men and women as students?
It is 70% and 30%. Girls 70%, boys 30%, like that.
Okay, okay.
Mm.
And so how are most students, like you were saying, how are they admitted into BEd?
The state-level selection test is conducted by state itself, and they qualify. Those who are able to qualify through that test, they are allotted the colleges also, and they are admitted here.
Okay, okay. And which are the colleges that are preferred by high-ranked students, sir?
Government colleges. And also our college is also students.
So yours is a private-aided college?
Yeah, private-aided college and financed college. And even then, students, they like to come here because of the quality, not because of low fees and so on. In government colleges.
So your voice is pretty faint. I'm so sorry, but I'm not able to hear you.
Oh, so in government colleges, fees is very low.
Right, right.
Prefer to join there. But in our college also, seats are always full because of the quality. And almost our seats are full every year.
Okay, okay. And so what are the ranks of students who are admitted into your college?
Rank, which type of rank?
So like once, like you said, you know, the selection is done through a common entrance test. But yeah, once they come into your college, what do you think is the academic rank of them?
Now they are selected by the state level test only and come along with their own mark sheet and their allotment letter of the college. So we do not give them separate ranking.
No, no. Yeah, no, that I get it. But once they are admitted, you will know their percentages, right?
And yeah, percentages, yeah.
Yeah, that way you can understand the ranks of them. I mean, would they be like in first rank or second rank or, you know, 75% and above, 60% and above?
Here, almost all are above 60%.
Okay, okay.
And so it is the merit basis selection and therefore the best ones only they come here.
Right, right. And sir, so how many students actually take up mathematics and science teaching?
Almost, let me see, like I said, almost 60% students. In a sense, in mathematics, students will be around 15 in one batch, like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Similarly, physical science and biological science, in these two categories, number of students is bigger.
Okay. And science?
Yeah, science, physical science and this biological science, no?
Okay, okay. So that comes up to 60%.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And what would be their profile, sir, while they take up maths and science?
Profile means, what do you mean?
What would have been their prior education in terms of subjects? I mean,
graduation is the necessary minimum qualification, graduation. But then they come with masters also. Many students, they come with masters.
Okay, and then masters or graduation would be in one of these subjects or not necessary?
Not necessary.
Not necessary. Okay, okay. And so what do you think, you know, earlier the B.Ed program was for 1 year, then it changed to 2 years.
Yeah.
So do you think the profile of students has changed since the B.Ed program became a 2 year program?
Yes, because of the subjects, what is taught here, different subjects, and naturally their knowledge is wider now.
Okay.
They also program in that different activities, internships, all those things really enhance their quality. So now program is very extensive and it is, and we engage them fully. And that is why our students, they learn more than before.
Okay, okay. Right. So also, what would be the socioeconomic profile of students?
Here, reservation of the central government is followed.
Okay.
Yeah. So all ST, SC, OBC.
So what are you saying?
Central government's reservation policy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So we follow that. And the state government has got also. So that one we follow.
Okay. And
seats are reserved for general category students.
Right, right. And in terms of, say, background, socioeconomic profile, how would that be?
Socioeconomic, in a sense, they come from different what to say, it means the, with their caste we can make out from where they are coming.
Okay. So like, are they like from rural areas or urban areas, or, you know, BPL families or something like that?
Yeah, some they come from BPL family also, but they pay full. So yeah, right. Don't have any concession and all. So we are not able to find, means clearly identify who is BPL student, because fees is taken from all.
Right.
For that.
Okay, okay. And so if they had not joined B.Ed or teaching, what could have been their alternatives? What do you think?
That I cannot say, because only those you like, we take.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay. And so, the students who get enrolled, what do you think would be their key motivation to join the B.Ed program?
They want easy job.
Okay.
Yeah, after engineering also, if you have joined.
Huh.
Because nowadays, because of this uncertainty in business area.
Right.
Yeah, they are at home and they like to be close to their homes and so on. I think that is why they want secure job, especially the girl students.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, sir, what do you think that students like the most about the program?
Students, they, in a way, overall program they like.
Anything in specific, sir?
Any specific thing is not there in B.Ed. Like, nothing special is there. Whatever program, what is accepted, only we just teach here.
Okay, so nothing specific that they would like about the program?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you think they face any issues with respect to the program?
No, program as such, it is, they don't face any issues in a sense. They don't find it difficult and so on, because all are very well educated and very intelligent students, they come here. So, of course, language, sometimes they find it difficult, language. So,
okay.
When instruction is given in English,
right,
a few students, they find it difficult to understand. Otherwise, they also are able to cope up. And at the end, their performance is also equal.
Okay, okay. So, sir, in general, overall, what do you think students feel about the two-year B.Ed program?
Yeah, they're happy about it. And big demand is there of this college. And they like to come and join here.
Okay, okay. And sir, what are your students' opinions regarding the TET exam, the teacher eligibility test?
That I cannot say, because I have not asked them.
But in general, have you heard students discuss with you about the exam?
No, they have not discussed.
No, they have not. Okay, okay. And in, so, you know, once they get admitted in your college and after 2 years when they leave, in what way do you see any changes in them? What do you think is your opinion? What do they learn from the program?
Yeah, they learn and they perform very well wherever they go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any change you see in particular from the time they have admitted and until the time they leave?
Yes, they are much more mature. Even in feeling and intellectually, of course. They are very sound, and then methodology wise also they are now better.
Okay, okay. And so, do you receive feedback from schools regarding student preparation?
Yeah, some schools they just give.
Okay, and what kind of feedback do you get from them?
Feedback in the sense sometimes they also observe when students go to teach. And but then it is, you know, student specific, depending on maybe their language, presentation, and so on.
Huh.
It is not that much, but very rarely we get this kind of feedback.
Okay, okay. And so after they take up teaching, do your students like keep in touch with you?
Yeah, some they come.
Okay, okay. And do they give you like any feedback in terms of program?
No.
Huh?
They started then.
Okay, okay, so. So, in previous, say, 2 to 3 batches, how many do you think would have applied for the TET or the CTET exam?
State level TET exam, they apply. But then CTET, very few they apply. Means maybe let us say 50%. That is, I don't know exactly because I have no any clear data. But I hope they apply.
So, like you have, say, 100 students, right, per batch?
Yeah, yeah.
So, all of them apply or?
No, they don't apply, many.
So, what do you think would be the proportion?
Maybe up to 50%, that is also central government. But if state level TET exam is conducted, then they apply.
Okay, okay, makes sense. Okay. And so, how many of them would have passed or out of the 50%?
That I cannot tell because I don't have data.
Oh, okay, okay. Also, so does your institute provide support for TET preparation?
No, that we don't provide, but some sort of guidance we provide. We don't prepare them like coaching, but then it is only just the guidance.
So, I mean, do they ask for guidance or you don't like the
institute? Yeah, sometimes they ask and very few of them they ask.
And then do you like have extra classes or how do you provide?
No, guidance? Personal on the
personal. Like one on one.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Right. So also, you know, there would be other colleges where students would appear for TET, right? Mm. And there could be colleges where the pass percentage is high and there could be some colleges where the TET pass percentage is low. Do you, I mean, what do you think would be the reasons for that?
I have no such kind of data, so I will not be able to.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So what, you know, where do students get employed after they complete their B.Ed?
Yeah, they all are employed, almost all.
Okay.
Here, many schools, they ask for the students also beforehand, before completion also. So like that, we also arrange for them. And
I didn't get you. What did you say?
So some of the schools, they ask for teachers in different subjects. So we provide them also. We arrange for them also placements. Some for some students.
Okay.
But many, they go by their own.
They do it on their own.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So, and in the last two batches, what proportion of like students look for a job or they look for higher education?
Very few go for higher education.
Acha, okay.
Very few, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of schools do they find their jobs in?
Both English medium and Hindi medium.
And private or government?
See, government depends on the exam. And if they have not got government job, then they are engaged in private institutions.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do have a placement cell, right?
We do not have any organized placement cell, but okay. Then when schools they ask for teachers.
Okay. So we have also heard that new teachers are generally given lower grade classes to teach. After B.Ed, when they go in schools, they offer them lower grade classes to teach, and after that, they are moved up to higher grade. Is this true?
No, not always. And our students are teaching at plus two level also.
Sorry, sir?
Our students are teaching at plus two level also.
Okay. So they do not get placed in, say, primary?
No, primary section there. Middle schools and high school.
Okay, good. And so what proportion of your students seek government jobs?
Almost all.
And how many of them get it actually?
Exactly, I will not be able to tell, but then
just general.
Mostly our students, they are placed mostly.
Right. In government jobs, is it?
Yeah, government jobs.
Okay. So say you have a batch of 100. So out of 100, how many students do you think get government teaching jobs?
Almost 80%, but depends on the exam of the government. It is not regular. Not every year exam is conducted.
Right.
To wait for the exam, all those things are there.
Okay. And sir, you were saying, schools ask for teachers for recruitment. Do you have like affiliate?
What is that? Sorry? I'm not getting. क्या है जी
Yeah. So, sir, we were talking about, how many students actually get government jobs where you said about 80%?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, they don't actually go for teaching in private schools, is it?
They teach till they get government job, but preference is government job only.
Right. So, sir, what could be the starting salary in government and private schools?
In government, it is around 40,000.
Okay.
And private, they give around, depends, some they give very little also, 6,000, 7,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, like that. And it depends on the capacity of the institutions.
Right. Okay. And sir, do students get jobs in NGOs also that work in education sector?
So far, we have no such cases.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, what are the other careers related to education that students can pursue if not teaching?
Education, if they study, then mostly they go in teaching line. But apart from that, they go for higher studies like M.Ed, then become educators like that. And some they apply for government jobs also. Government jobs.
Okay. Right. So what are some of the challenges that you and your colleagues face with reference to teaching students?
What do you mean? Pardon, could you repeat?
So, what are the challenges that you and your colleagues face with reference to teaching students?
Yes, challenges are there, many types of challenges, because to shape them as teacher, it is very difficult in the beginning.
Right.
Teach them, especially the methods in different subjects. And the nuances of teaching in the beginning, micro teaching onwards, we start. The skill, different skills which are involved, we develop that. And in the beginning, some students, they struggle with regard to language, with regard to their presentation, use of audio visual, gestures, and classroom management. All these things, you know, basically they struggle in the beginning. But then as they go for practice and so on, they become expert after some time.
Right, right. And so other challenges that you and your colleagues would face, you know, with reference to your tenure or salary or opportunities for professional development?
My colleagues?
You and your colleagues both.
Yes, well, that is always an issue. And they demand for higher salary always. There. But, you know, they are satisfied to work.
Okay. So how many faculties are there in total, including you?
Oh, here we are 16.
1-6, is it?
Yeah, 1-6.
For just B.Ed?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and this is excluding your headmaster or including?
Excuse me, madam, just the one.
Sure, sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah. So I was asking, you know, any challenges you and your colleagues face with reference to salary or opportunities to grow professionally?
Professional development courses also are conducted here time to time.
Okay.
In the college with the different faculty members. And also in the university level, they are sent for refresher courses also. And they are updated with new developments and so on. Of course, salary is always an issue, and they you know, demand for more because. But then it is okay. Not that everybody is satisfied, but then more or less okay.
Hello, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were saying?
Yes, so salary issue, always management here tries to, you know, adjust. Always, every year some increment is there.
Right. So when you say yours is a private aided college, are you affiliated to any university?
Yeah, of course, Ranchi University. Yeah.
Ranchi University only. Right. So even the Ranchi University would also have their own timelines, right? Do you face any issues with respect to that?
Yeah, timeline is there, but then they are very late. Late in the sense, there's ours is autonomous college, and the Ranchi University, due to its large size, just
sure.
Yeah, we can continue.
Yeah. So, sir, you were talking about your college being autonomous and Ranchi University are affiliated with?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, any, you know, timeline restrictions or orders that you need to follow?
With regard to calendar, we have our own calendar.
Okay.
And syllabus also, we have our own syllabus, which is approved in the academic council of the college and also approved by the Ranchi University, but then we have our own. And also with regard to timeline and the semester, we have our different, you know, time in the sense one semester, our one semester and their semester doesn't go together. So they are a little behind us.
They meaning?
University, Ranchi University.
Okay. And so with reference to NCTE regulations, do you face any challenges there?
Yeah, challenges are there, NCTE regulations, especially with regard to teachers. With regard to teachers, we have to recruit, now it is mandatory to have 14 teachers.
Okay.
16. And due to introduction of few new methods, now we have to keep more number of teachers. So of course that burden is there to comply with the regulations of the NCT.
Right.
And regularly we have to update and give report. Then attendance record also we have to publish in our website. So we go along with the NCT. And of course, you know, they want to be in touch with us. And also they require our update time to time. So that is, in a way, we are updating, but that itself is a challenge. But to comply with their regulation, that is a bit challenge, not easy to fulfill.
Right. Okay. Right. So, you know, now with the new education policy, the B.Ed. has, we know it will eventually be into a 4-year program. So yes. What is your view on the proposed 4-year program?
Since it is coming for the first time,
right,
college, I will not be able to say very conclusively what it would be like. But I think it will be good in the sense students, those who have aptitude for that or interest for that particular profession, will join at the lower level in the sense and after plus two. So I think better teachers will be formed. And 4 years time, of course, they will save 1 year also, because after graduation, it will be 2 years.
Mm.
1 year they save. So time also they save, as well as they are trained in their own subject. So they become better exposed to their subject and the methods also. So later on, what happens? They have studied another subject and they take other method. So it is very difficult to train them.
Right.
Well, they come with engineering subject and here we have to train them in mathematics.
Good.
So engineering is not exactly mathematics, but then a student from maths, BSc maths, he is studying also B.Ed. program together, then in that particular discipline, we are easily helping him to become a better teacher.
Right. Do you think there will be any challenges that this will propose?
Yes, challenges. Challenges in the sense we have to set up the syllabus, curriculum differently. And this curriculum construction, that is a challenge, first of all. And other things, I think it will take the shape as it comes, because the syllabus will be distributed in 4 years, but then how to actualize that? That will be a challenge, means how we distribute our program over 4 years. So that will be a little bit, you know, not very clear.
Okay, right. Also, sir, what do you think about the 2-year B.Ed.? Should it be continued once this turns into 4-year, or what should happen eventually?
Personally, my view is that it should continue. It should continue.
Okay.
But 4-year course, that also should continue. There is no problem with that.
Right. So then what would be your take on the composite program? Both should continue, the 2-year and the 4-year?
Yes, there is no problem. Actually, teachers, those who have aptitude, they can be good teacher after graduation also. So it is not only the training aspect, but then their willingness to be a teacher, good teacher, that also makes the difference.
Right.
is why some students, they like to be a teacher. But in the beginning, of course, some they try for different profession also.
Right.
And afterwards, they realize that, okay, my profession is in this area. So some can come later also. So that option should be kept open.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so, sir, you know, last 2 years were of COVID. So what do you think your institution, I mean, how did your institution function during this COVID period? What worked and what did not work for your institute?
Yeah, in the beginning, we were confused. For 2-3 months, we did not have any classes. In the beginning, in the first phase of this lockdown,
huh.
It was total lockdown, and we did not know what to do. So just it was total lockdown, and no teaching learning was going on in that period. But later on, you know, as the technology was introduced, and our teachers, they also became familiar with online mode of teaching, then we started slowly. Teachers were trained in the beginning in the online mode, Google and Google Meet and this Zoom app. And we started, you know, our classes, and students were also trained in the beginning. So like this, you know, we started class. In the beginning, we had a struggle, both teacher side and student side also.
Of course, yes.
And also network issue, and many did not have a smartphone. That also was the problem. And home setup is also not very conducive for study.
Right.
So all these things were in the beginning challenges, but then now more or less it has settled. And now we are regularly taking in online mode only. And the students are very well cooperating, and they are learning also. And it has been quite effective.
So, sir, B.Ed. Has this component of internships, right? Where students need to go to schools and teach. How has that affected in COVID?
In COVID, actually, schools are closed.
Right.
Especially high school. And therefore, we were not able to send them. Last year, and this year also, I don't think we will be able to send them because schools are closed. And online internship, that doesn't help much because teachers are new and students are unknown. And therefore, you know, that is not effective.
So what happens to the internship component?
So we actually call them. This student teachers, we make group according to their method. And their own group, they teach their friends themselves. And one by one, they take turn and teach. So like that. And certain number of classes they have to take.
So they do it within themselves only?
Yeah, within themselves.
Okay.
And they receive feedback also.
So and the faculty is also present during these classes?
Faculties are present.
Got it. So, sir, overall, what do you think, how has COVID affected the program?
Yeah, it has affected because this is practical course and everything cannot be taught in online mode, especially the internship, which is very vital in teacher training.
Right.
And this has, technology is a substitute, but it cannot fully, you know, take the place of online, offline mode.
Of course.
Especially regarding internship, we are missing a lot.
Yeah.
The students are also missing that connection with the students, classroom exposure, and the real classroom setting. And in that setting, they are not able to teach. So that is a problem for students also. Theory part, of course, there is no issue.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The practical part, we are struggling.
So you said you are with this institute from the last 2 years, right?
Yes.
So what were you doing earlier to that?
Before that, I was in another college.
Oh, okay, okay.
But not in the B.Ed. college.
Not in the B.A. Okay.
Degree college.
Got it. Okay, sir. So I think that brings us to the end of the discussion.
Okay.